In 1949, my father came to Liverpool seeking full employment on the Mersey docks. The war just 4 years over and no work for him in Ireland. All he asked from England was a steady job. It's true that there were jobs, but it was only daily labor. Some mornings he was hired for the working crew. Sometimes a week went by with hands deep in empty pockets. Adversity and poverty were all he knew. We are carried on the shoulders of those who came before us. Such an overused cliche, such a tired, empty phrase. But my own father carried me from Liverpool to London. On whose shoulders are we carried in these days? So my father and his comrades set out to march to London to ask the king for justice for the working class, to tell him those who'd fought the war had died for more than England, and with the peace should come a steady job at last. The day they started marching, I stood beside my father. I thought he was the bravest man I'd ever seen. He knelt down unexpectedly and set me on his shoulder, and we marched off together to confront the king. We are carried on the shoulders of those who came before us. Such an overused cliche, such a tired, empty phrase. But my own father carried me from Liverpool to London. On whose shoulders are we carried in these days? I do not know how far it is from Liverpool to London. I don't pretend that I recall each day and night. But when I close my eyes, I can feel his face against me as I rode into London on my father's pride. These days when oh so many look for work on every corner, when justice seems so distant and the way so fraught, I recall us marching, and from high up on his shoulder I see the better world for which my father fought. We are carried on the shoulders of those who came before us. Such an overused cliche, such a tired, empty phrase. But my own father carried me from Liverpool to London. On whose shoulders are we carried in these troubling days? On whose shoulders are we carried in these days?